Hey, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Nat with Local Splash. Can you hear me?
How are you doing? Yes.
I am doing great. How are you?
Good. Sorry I missed that call. My phone was in the other room. I was trying to get to it.
Don't worry. That's fine. I am glad that you were able to call me back. So we have the client interview booked for you right now. Like I was explaining yesterday, the call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now a better time for you?
Yeah. I scheduled it for this afternoon. So, yeah, we're good. And I'm here at my computer to look at anything.
Awesome. Very good. Okay. Well, Dave, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and the keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. Okay?
Okay,
now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make the corrections, okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay. I have your address as 174 West Pole Avenue, Clovis, California, 93612.
Yes.
Is there a suite number, unit number, or apartment number associated with this address?
No.
Is this a home address or an office location?
A home address.
Would you like me to publicly disclose your address, or would you like me to hide it?
You can hide that. I don't think that they need to know that.
Okay. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I am licensed. I'm a licensed contractor. I have a business license in Fresno. And I also have workman's comp. I have a bond. And I also just signed up this morning for liability insurance up to $1 million, which I have.
Wow.
So I'm getting that certificate within the next few days as it goes through. I do have a copy of the quote and what my coverage availability will be. So if you need that, but I do have it. I just recently got that.
That's awesome, baby. Congratulations. Do you have your license number handy?
Yes.
Okay.
That is 1090169.
Is there an expiration number?
No, this is, are you talking about my driver's license or my contractor's license?
Contractor's license.
Yeah, so it's 1090169.
Okay. And you said it has no expiration date on it?
No, let me pull it up on the, let me see my actual card.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry.
You're fine.
I'm overcoming a cough.
Oh my God. Yeah, are you okay?
It renews on, 4/30/2026. It's just a renewal that will have to take place.
Okay. In the address that I just confirmed, can you receive regular mail?
Yes.
Okay. Later in the call, David, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 559-579-4957?
Yeah.
Okay. I have your email address as davylewis@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. According to Amy notes, we will be creating you a website. Is that correct?
Creating a what?
A website for your business?
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to give you some domain names, and you're going to choose one, please.
Okay.
I have two options. The first one is fireandiceheatingairconditioning.com, or the second option is .net.
.com.
Okay. In case of you...
Call that again so I can write it down. What was it?
fireandiceheatingairconditioning.com. Would you like me to text that to you?
Yeah.
Let me do that. Okay. I just texted to you.
Okay.
In case that you cancel the services with us, David, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99. Okay?
Okay.
We will build a modern, mobile-friendly website for you. And I am going to ask you some preferences in regarding the website. So what brand colors would you like us to use on your website?
Well, let me show you I'm going to give you this is, let me know if you got this. I was sending it to what you just sent me. This is my business, my new business card. This is what my image is going to be. Let me know if you got it.
Did you just text it to me? Oh, yes, yes. I just got it. Let me open the text. Okay. Oh, okay. Yes, I do. So, I do see your card.
That, or you know, because that's what I'm going to be. That's going to be my card and image and everything. So whatever goes with that.
Okay, something that matches your logo on your card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. What are your top three services, 3 to 6 services to feature on your homepage, like the most important services that you do?
Yeah, so you can put installation, preventative maintenance, and refrigeration. you know, and then obviously service. I mean, if you see my card there, I have refrigeration, service, preventative maintenance, installation.
Okay, very good. So those one, refrigeration, services, preventative maintenance, and installation. Those 4, right?
Yeah. Those are the best.
Very good. I'll do that then. Do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your website?
You know, I don't have anything right now.
Okay.
So
not for now.
Yeah, not for now. Maybe let me take a look at it and see how it works. Cause
that's fine. We can make changes later. Don't worry. Okay. Do you have reviews outside of Google on Facebook, Angie, Yelp, or somewhere else?
No, I don't have any. I can start asking my customers to once I have something to review. I have customers that I can go to that I've just done work for that will.
We will do that for sure in the future. Don't worry. Once we have, once we make your Google profile and it is verified by Google, we will send you a tiny URL that you can actually send to your customers so they can let us, leave us a review. Don't worry. We'll check that in the future. Okay. Do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want represented on your website? David, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm trying to think with, I guess just the generic ones for now until I can figure out what best to put up there. I know you guys said you had some generic ones.
Yes, we can use some generic ones. And later in the call, I will let you know how you can share with us any photos, pictures of, or images that you might have as of right now. Would you like to include a gallery of before and after photos of your shop?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to enable online payments on your website?
Yes.
Do you have PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle?
I have Zelle.
Zelle, okay. Would you like...
I have Venmo, too.
Okay, we can do either or. Okay, very good. Would you like customers to be able to book directly on your website with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any special features that you would like us to ask on your website?
Special features?
Like an AI chat with something like that?
Yeah, you can put the AI chat on there.
Okay. Are there any websites that you like from competitors or others that you can think of right now?
No, I'm not as familiar with it.
Okay. Do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your website?
I mean, just my contractor's license number and
okay, usually we put your contractor's license on the footer of your website by default. On the footer will be okay, or you want it somewhere else?
No, that's good. Like
okay.
I read all this, so.
Okay, good, David. Is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered yet?
No, because like I said, I've never had one and it's all new to me.
Don't worry. Like I said before, if in the future you want us to make any changes, we can definitely do that for you. And also, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about site layout or advanced features on your website, I can book you an interview with our web designer. Would you like me to make an interview for you, or are we good?
Yeah, no, you can do that. This way, you know, if I think of anything as I see it, you know, come to fruition. That would be good.
Around what time works for you tomorrow so I can book you the interview with her?
Probably earlier, like 9 o'clock.
Sure. She has availability. So let me set it up, and I am sending you an email so you can have a copy of the invite. Give me a second. So you said at 9 is okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I sent you the invite. Yes, you should be receiving it any minute from now. The interview will be for tomorrow at 9.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, then let's continue with our interview, David. I am going to set up your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool will track every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username, okay?
Yeah, no, that's good. So on the website, the people aren't gonna get my 559 number, right? They're gonna get a different number, and then it'll direct it to me, right?
Exactly. This number that I am going to give you is a number that we are going to market you everywhere, on your Google profile, on your website, on your Facebook ads. So we will be marketing you with this number, and the potential customers will be dialing this number, and the call will be automatically redirected to your number. And then all the calls from the potential customers will be recorded on your Local Splash app, so you can keep track of all the leads that you're getting from us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Very good.
People can't, telemarketers can't get my number and things like that, you know.
Yes, so they won't be able to get your personal number. And these call tracking numbers actually helps the scams or the other calls there. Oh, I forgot the name. The solicitation calls. So, yeah. Let me know when you're ready so I can give you the number, and then please save it into your contacts. You can save it as Local/Leads or Local/Customers.
Local/Leads. Okay, go ahead.
It's 559-390-1929.
1929?
Yes. 559-390-1929.
Okay. And it looks like you just texted it to me.
Yes. I also send it to your email, just in case. At the end of our interview, I am going to make a test call to your call tracking number so you can see how the calls from the potential customers will be popping on your number, okay? David, we can elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it to your campaign?
One-time fee of $19 a month, or how does that work?
It's only one time. I will charge you the $19 once we are done with the interview, and you can keep it for as long as you want, and you won't be charged again. It's only a one-time fee.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let me add it then. We are going to identify your most valuable services keywords. These are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. So
and you know, I just realized.
Yeah, go ahead.
Repair is not on there. I think we need to add service repair.
Sure, that's exactly what we are going to do now. So we have installation, HVAC installation, HVAC maintenance, HVAC repair, you said.
Yeah.
Repair, HVAC, refrigeration, preventative. We also have preventative or preventive. What else would you like me to ask?
Preventative, I guess preventative maintenance and service is probably the same thing.
It's fine. It's different keywords. So in regards to keywords, we're fine.
Yeah, HVAC service, I guess, if we have that, you know, HVAC service. So, yeah, those are the main ones. You know, HVAC, HVAC installation, HVAC repair, HVAC service, and HVAC preventative maintenance. Maybe those, if you can have those.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to ask?
No, that sounded good. That just caught my attention.
That sounds like. Do you do any central air conditioner installation?
Yeah, central air conditioning. Yeah, that's kind of an installation, but yeah, if you want to put that, that makes sense. Central air conditioning installation. That's a good one.
Central air conditioning and central air conditioner repair.
Yeah. Well, okay. Didn't you already have HVAC repair?
Yes, those are different keywords. I suggest you to just add it.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have that many as of right now, so that's fine.
Okay.
What about heat pump installation and repair?
Heat pump.
Furnace installation and furnace repair?
Yes.
Ductless mini split installation?
Yes.
Okay. Duct work installation.
Yes.
And HVAC system inspection.
Yes.
Emergency HVAC repair.
Yes.
Okay, those are the only suggestions I got for you. As I all of these that I mentioned that I already asked, would you like me to add anything else?
No, that sounds pretty good.
Very good. Okay, once we are done with the interview, I will send you all these keywords to your email. And if you want us to make any changes, either add or remove any of these keywords, you can just reply to the email and we will be more than happy to make those changes for you, okay?
Okay.
David, now just a few questions so I can know a little bit more about your business. I would like to know, is there anything unique about your business or what sets you apart from your competitors?
I have of HVAC experience.
Mm-hmm.
And former HVAC instructor.
Okay.
That was a little bit of a part.
Do you do free estimates?
Not really. I mean, it depends on if it's an installation, we can do a free estimate. What happens is, for us to come out and do a diagnostic, there's a fee. And, I hold to that because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you got to move the vehicle out there. So we charge a diagnostic fee of $75 to evaluate the system. You know, all that takes time, money, energy.
Of course,
for free, we would, sometimes they don't use our service and, you know, we wasted an hour, you know, so most time people are understandable that there's a diagnostic fee.
That's totally understandable.
Some people would think that, you know, I'll just call me out all along and, you know, with no skin in the game. So I just don't like to put that.
It's better not to ask free estimates. Then is there anything else that you would like to your business uniqueness, such as family owned, locally owned, veteran owned? Of course, we add already emergency services and licensed and insured. So would you like me to add anything else?
Yeah, could you put family owned, maybe something like that?
Sure. Very good. David, do you have a mission, a statement for your business, or would you like me to help you with some examples?
Yeah, can you help me with that? Because I hadn't thought of that.
Yes, I can definitely help you with that. So the first example will be our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Then the second one will be we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation. And then the third one will be we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Yeah, I like the number three.
Okay. Do you have a slogan or a tagline for your business? David?
Yeah, I'm trying to think right now.
Sorry, my apologies. I keep asking your name because I don't know if you're thinking or if I lost you.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Yeah, because when you ask a question, like I just come up with the slogan right there. So I was thinking, you know, heating up fire and ice, you know, heating the competition and I was trying to think of something in that regards, keeping the competition. I don't have anything right now, so I may have to think of something that we can add later.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. We can add it later. How many years have you been with your business?
I've been doing it since 95, so 20 years. Excuse me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. I've been overcoming this. We've had this flu that's been going around, and it's been trying to kick it.
I'm sorry to hear that, Dave. Okay, you said 2020, but that's the time that you started your own business, 2020?
No, 1995 is when first
1995.
Fire and Ice.
Okay.
You know, it was real small, just more of a small handyman repair kind of, you know, I haven't officially, but I mean, I've had my business card since 95. And that's when I first applied for my fictitious business name. So if I ever got called out on it, I can prove that.
Okay. How many persons work with you?
Well, right now, I just have, you know, my son's working with me, so I don't know how much I want to disclose on the website on that. I don't.
Yeah, the persons are not disclosure on the website. Don't worry. That's just for us internal. So two? It's
yeah.
You and your son?
Yeah, and my son.
Okay. And do you do both residential and commercial?
Light commercial.
Sorry, you said only commercial?
No, light commercial.
Oh, light commercial. Okay.
Yeah, that would be like, you know, smaller little crickets and, you know, Papa John's, little smaller stuff, not big, heavy industrial commercial.
Okay. Okay, I have here some funny slogans. I don't know if maybe you might like one of these ones. Is it okay for me to go through them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the cool is in the air. Don't sweat it. Chill out. Hot or cold, our service is gold. Keeping you cool. Air or heat, we can't beat. Do you like any of these ones?
What's the last one?
Air or heat, we can't be beat.
I like the hot and cold one because I'm in fire and ice. What's the hot and cold one again?
Hot or cold, our service is gold.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay.
That kind of plays on the fire and the ice.
That's correct. Okay. Then I'll add that one. Can you please confirm your hours of operation?
It's 7 days a week.
7 from Monday through Sunday, from what time to what time? Or would you like me just to add 24/7?
Yeah, 24/7.
24/7. Okay. Give me just a second, Dave, please.
No, you're good.
Thank you. Thank you for holding. What types of payments do you accept?
I could take credit cards over the phone, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, and Apple Pay.
Credit card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, and Apple Pay. Am I missing?
Let's say credit card. Yeah, credit card, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Cash, and Cash App.
Okay. Very good. Very good, David. Now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. And option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. So I highly recommend you option one. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now let's cover your Google Business Profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs. I would like to know which service areas or specific cities would you like to dominate. You can give me up to 10, but I recommend you to start with 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours drive of your base. So which one would you like me to ask?
Well, obviously Fresno, Clovis, Madera.
1 second. Please. Fresno, Clovis, Madera. Okay.
And then Visalia.
What was that again?
Visalia.
Okay.
And you know, Selma, I guess. That's 5. That's about as far as I kind of want to go.
That's good. What was the last one, sorry?
Selma.
Selma. Okay. Very good. Okay, no problem, David. We will create and optimize your Google for you. Google will require from 1 to 2 verifications, and Google chooses the verification method. Your assistance will be essential for success. Most commonly, you will be verified with a short video tour where you will have to show your equipment and approve of management. We will send you a specific instructions on how to make this quick and easy for you, okay?
Okay.
In the unlikely event that Google wants to verify you with a postcard, we will let you know, and you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that we confirmed earlier. Just be mindful checking your mail, as we'll let you know that you receive one, because the Google postcard looks like junk mail, but inside has a code that you will have to enter in the client dashboard or call us directly and give us the code, whatever is easier for you, okay?
Okay.
If Google decides to verify your business with a video, and if you're having any trouble, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. And please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions, okay?
Okay.
Very good. We sent you an email that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. In that email, we ask you to please send us pictures of the following as soon as possible. Is there anything that you don't have from these? That's fine. Just send what you have. We request images from your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, business license, business insurance, business cards, business registration, and also if you have an invoice that you have given to a client in the past, that also will be helpful. To provide us with these images, David, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in that email, whatever is easier for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Dave. One growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. You will be able to preview and update these at any time in your dashboard. this helps your Google profile, and it has no additional fee. Would you like me to activate this feature for you?
I'm sorry, I missed exactly what that feature was. I was reading the email that you sent, but go ahead. Say, what was the last feature you just mentioned?
Yes, one growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep your business front and center in local searches. And you will be able to preview these postings and update these anytime in your dashboard. Is it okay?
Is there additional charge on this?
No, there is no fee. This helps your business, and it has no additional fee. Is it okay for me to activate it?
Yes.
Okay. Then let's talk about Yelp now. Dave, do you have any Yelp page for your business?
No, I don't have anything. This is all new, so that's the point.
Okay. Very good. Well, your campaign with us includes a Yelp page. So our team will create you a Yelp page and we'll optimize it for you so we can have more potential customers. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
Do you have any Facebook business page for your business?
No, not yet. I just have a personal Facebook, and I didn't want to pay the $99 a month right now. So I don't have a Facebook one.
Okay. I am double checking your packet. Give me one second. Okay. Thank you for holding, Dave. We sent you an email with the GV form at Amy. Remind you yesterday to fill out. So according to your account, I think that you haven't filled it out. We sent it to you already, and this is just a friendly reminder that you need to fill out that form that we sent you, the application form that we sent you in the email that is titled Google Verify Campaigns Begin. There is an application form link there that you will need to fill out as soon as possible. Okay.
Okay. It says thank you. Your invoice. If you're having trouble using this. Okay.
You do have the email,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So that form, you can go ahead and fill it later after the interview, but it is important that you fill it as soon as possible. If any question comes up, you can call us or text us back at this number. I soon will be introducing you to your account manager, because you will have an account manager. I will introduce her in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Dave, our team is available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
Yeah, let's reach out as needed. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. That image that shows in your card, the cube eyes, is that your logo?
Yeah, that's going to be my logo.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to double check.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Dave.
I had an email that maybe I'm not sure if that's what I got to put when I log in.
Okay, so you have any? Yeah,
I wanted to send the logo proof.
That was going to be exactly my next point, David. I think that I understand your question. So, but for the photo, for the photos of your projects, for videos, or for the logo, you have two options. You can upload them, even for the documents that I told you before, the license and all of that, you can upload them to your client's dashboard, which is on the Welcome to Local Splash email, or you can do it through the Local Splash app. There is a Local Splash app that you can download into your phone. Once we are done with the client interview, I will send you an email with a video that shows you how to download the app and how to use the basics on the app, okay?
Can you download it to a computer desktop?
No, the app is only for your phone because the device must have a SIM card. But the client dashboard, the one that is on your welcome email, client dashboard, you can use it at any time in any device. So if you want to use it in a tablet, in a computer, you can use the client dashboard, which is in the Welcome to Local Splash email. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. I do want to let you know that here we use only high quality copyright safe images. So if your submissions are low resolutions, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Dave, do you approve of the use of the stock photos or AI generated images?
Yeah. For right now, that's fine because I don't have any set up.
Okay, very good. We'll do that then. I also need your authorization to charge your Visa card that ends with 8468 with the $19 of the voice greeting. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Dave, I am going to see if Catherine, which is going to be your account manager, sorry, I forgot that word. She's going to be your account manager. Let me check if she is available so I can bring her to the line and introduce her to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. sorry for the waiting, Dave. I don't know if maybe Catherine is with another client, so I am going to continue with the remaining things in the interview, and then if she's available, she will pop in the call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases, at live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed, directories and Google Business Profile optimized in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard and local Splash app for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet with you regularly to review and refine the strategy. Also, Dave, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages, from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering you unnecessary services for FE. If you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. That will be on March 24. Around what time works best for you?
Can we do like 10 a.m.?
Sure. Catherine, your account manager, she will call you on March 24 around 10 a.m. Okay.
Calendar. Oh. Okay.
I will send, after the interview, I will send you an email just to remind you about your appointment on the 24th. David, now I would like to test your call tracking number now. So it seems that I won't be able to introduce you to Catherine, but she will call you later, either later today or first thing in the morning to introduce herself. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. So I am going to let you go now, and I will call you back to your call tracking number. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.